Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, poetry for Neanderthals, OnlyFans, and frozen embryos. They're coming up next.
When he goes to confession, priests confide in him. If he washes your feet, you don't need a pedicure. After you kiss his ring, you'll never make out with anyone else's jewelry again. He is the most interesting pope in the world.
Hey, this is the pope. I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer the white smoke ale.
White smoke ale is the beer that made the Vatican famous. Uh-huh. It would be a sin if it weren't so piously perfect.
Stay holy, my friends.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oskey sitting in for Chick McGee at the sports desk.
Correct.
Good to see you, Jeff. There's Ace Cosby. We already had one joke of the day. Are we going to get a second helping since it is Thanksgiving?
Oh, good idea.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Josh Arnold, and Tom Griswold is at the helm.
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I can take you guys on in poetry for Neanderthals real quick.
Oh. Let's do it.
Can we bring Sophie into play?
Sure. Sophie, come on in.
Sophie.
You want to introduce her, Christy? Yeah.
This is my youngest daughter. Some people know her as Beva. We call her Sophie because that's her name.
No, why would they call her Beva?
Because I have an Ava.
Ah. And Beva is, that's your OnlyFans handle, right, Sophie?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, there's good money to be made.
Got to pay for college somehow.
Now, this is the family edition.
Okay. Yeah, this is the safe.
Oh, thank God.
I mean, because the other one can be a little spicy, but this one you can play with Grandpa at the table. I mean, the fun of the Not Safe for Work edition is it is fun to have Grandpa at the table. And
yeah.
So. Yeah, but Sophie didn't want to talk about her period last time she was here.
And I still don't get why not.
I'm sorry. I apologize for your mom.
It's all right.
Period. By the way, I love your idea of the Rorschach tampons. I've been working on that as for your psychologist to examine.
That's what Christy just made you apologize about.
Sorry.
You just did the joke again.
Tom is really bad at giving clues.
This is an impossible one.
Okay. This will be fun.
So I'm only allowed to use single syllable words, right?
Right.
Yes, but remember, you can put a sentence together.
Okay.
Josh is great at giving clues.
Small pet cage
gerbil
wheel
bird. hamster
wheel.
That's it.
Oh, you said wheel?
Wheel. Did I say wheel?
Yeah.
I kind of gave it away, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's try again. Nope, that's two syllables. Dog.
Cat.
let me think of this.
Leash.
Pet.
Ugly. Dog.
Hairy.
Fur.
Please.
Fur cut weird.
Poodle.
Grim.
Poodle.
Yeah, poodle, yeah. Frisbee. Darts.
Poodle dog.
Frisbee's two syllables.
Poodle game.
Poodle skirt.
No. Darts. Top.
Poodle games,
poodle bar,
type of breed, small
toy poodle.
See, there you go. That's much, much better. I prefer the not safe for work edition where you have answers like helicopter dick,
something you know about.
Yeah.
Sophie, is your mom not safe for work at home? Do you know what I mean? Does she swear a lot or
she has more recently since I've gotten older, to be honest, but it's not too bad.
Nope. They're worse than me.
Has she noticed that you're sending Josh a pair of her panties on one a week?
No, thanks for spoiling it, though.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, what the heck? We were splitting the difference. Oh, man. Sophie was making a nice cut.
It took you a while to convince her that they had to be game-worn.
Do you know any girls that are on OnlyFans at school?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I don't, honestly.
All right.
If I were a girl, I'd be on OnlyFans.
Yeah?
Oh, just selling everything I had.
If you were a girl, just do it now. I mean,
you think there's an audience for like my socks?
Oh, there's a market for everything
on there.
That lady
bought your boxer shorts, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
$300.
Remember how mad her husband was?
Yes, he was not happy.
So but could you explain, I have never been on OnlyFans. How does it work?
So, if I were to get on there, I would start my own page. And, well, first off, I am on there, but I don't post anything. I follow. I'm a follower, not right. a...
Do you pay to follow?
Yeah, yeah. So
how many people do you pay?
It comes in waves.
Baker's dozen.
Don't describe what you do with the photos.
I'll bet it comes in waves.
In waves, on shirts, whatever.
That's what you're paying for.
I think right now, currently like four, maybe. And one of them is a friend of mine who she... sometimes just wants feedback on what she's doing.
Does your girlfriend know you do this?
Does who?
Sorry. So, Josh, I want to get back to my original thought here. So, if you were to go on OnlyFans as would you pose it with photographs of yourself?
Yeah, you can put photos, you can put videos, you can sell customs. So maybe somebody will write in and go, hey, you've got nice elbows. Can I get some close-up pictures of your elbows? And they go, sure, yeah, sure, for $40. And
really?
So you haggle over the price?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You absolutely.
It's a monthly fee, is that what it is?
Yeah, you pay a monthly. Now, some girls have a free fee, but then they charge for everything they post.
Yeah, that's where they get you.
Yeah, so... It just depends on what kind of business person the worker is.
So you have to see like they tease you with a picture and say if you want to see the rest of it you got to pay me $10.
Or they'll post like a 5-second clip of them about to take their shirt off. And if you want to see the reveal?
There'll be like a little emoji of like two stars over the good stuff, and they're like, "Tip me for the stars to go away."
Tip them for the stars. Yes, yeah. How many do you follow right now?
Let's. I don't know what we're talking about. I'm gonna shut up. Just shut your dumb mouths. I'm not doing this.
Are you on it, Oske?
I don't pay for porn. I refuse to. Free porn for Oske all day.
All right.
I'm on the Braless Ladies Instagram page every day. That's my
By the way, emails are pouring in thanking you for introducing people to
You're welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah, good to see that you're a principled man.
I wonder if Florence Pugh will make it. I showed Josh a picture of her this morning because she's definitely braless with a very shiny little pink dress on shopping yesterday.
And how do you spell that?
Where did you see this?
Okay, let's move forward here. What have you got over there, Christy?
Well, a couple welcomed a pair of twins that were frozen as embryos 30 years ago.
Wow.
According to the National Embryo Donation Center, the twins were born to Rachel and Philip Ridgway October 31st from what may be the longest frozen embryos to ever result in a live birth. Philip, who was just 5 years old when his newborns were frozen on April 20th, 1992.
Oh, that's weird.
The embryos were kept at a fertility lab on the West Coast until 2007, when the couple who created them donated the embryos to the National Embryo Donation Center in Knoxville, Tennessee, in hopes another couple might be able to use them. The embryos were created for an anonymous married couple using in vitro fertilization at the time, and now they resulted in twins.
So did someone at this clinic, when they were like cleaning the fridge, they get to the back, oh, wait a minute, look at this.
Oh.
What if they got a discount?
Yeah. I'd like you to meet the twins. Okay. This is Totino's, and this is Hot Pocket. They were in the freezer for the past.
Yeah, huh. That's...
Why did they take the embryos from the young person, 5 years old?
No. The dad of the twins was 5 years old at the time that the embryos were frozen.
The right. embryos
from
no.
another couple.
Oh, the current
from another
father.
Couple. I see. Yeah, the okay. current. Yeah.
It's like, what?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I get where you're going.
Is there, I mean, a decay that would happen over time?
Well, we don't know.
Would it be possible to 1,000 years from now? have another. This gets
how long will they
sci-fi
live?
Dad, you don't need to have any more kids. I don't care if it's 1,000 years from now.
Please
I know
tell
it's
me
your
you don't
dream,
have frozen embryos
just
somewhere.
Just take it easy. Just relax. You got enough.
So now are these going to be 90s kids, technically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all walking. These babies have trapper keepers and
parachute pants.
Yeah, yeah, they're wearing Z Cavaricis.
So now, if I'm reading this correctly, let me see here. So this started in California and they ended up in Kentucky?
Yeah, no, in Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay. So how would they transport them?
Dry ice.
Is that?
Fly them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must have receptacles for that kind of thing.
That would be awkward, though.
Why is everything that has to do with reproduction so awkward for you? You'd think, as an expert in it.
I mean, missionary or nothing.
Carrying around frozen people is a little weird.
Yeah, it would be. I guarantee you there are protocols.
I mean, you have to have backups to the backup. Sure. I assume that this place must have if there's a power outage, they must have a...
You know what? Maybe not.
Automatic generator.
I mean, that place probably does, but sometimes we've all seen...
I've done it.
...an organ shipment where it's literally just a guy walking with a cooler.
Igloo coolers. Yeah. I know we joke about amazing. It, but I worked at the hospital years and years and years ago, and I was sent to the airport one time for a transplant organ that was coming off of an airplane, and I had to go pick it up, and it came off of the baggage claim in an airplane.
And if you had Miss Selfish hadn't gone to the drive-thru on the way home, would have saved the guy.
That's right.
Sorry, this liver's too old. At least we got the fries.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope the RBQ was worth it.
Christy, the nicest person in the world, just said, "That's right. I killed him." Look what you're doing to Christy.
My cousin's husband does that. He's a transporter. Or at least he did. He was a transporter. Yeah.
No, and this is all great stuff. I'm not opposed to any of this. I remember reading the Ted Williams book.
Oh.
The great Ted Williams, the great baseball player, and there's the very sad end where his carcass is frozen and they saw his head off. But the place where those bodies were, they were supposedly going to be able to
reanimate.
That place had a power outage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Whoops.
Come on. Even this radio station has a generator, so...
Think about that, sales guy. Man. Mm. If you can sell that to somebody... Yeah, we're going to keep you suspended animation.
Bring him here.
Yeah, millions of dollars.
That's great.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, if you are pregnant, acupuncture might be just what you're looking for. According to a new study, acupuncture can relieve the lower back and pelvic pain many women experience during pregnancy.
Huh.
Researchers say this may be because the needle-based treatment releases endorphins, so-called happy chemicals, and increased blood flow to the skin and muscles.
Have you found that a lot of pregnant women are whiny?
No. Yeah, it's 8 and a half. I'm uncomfortable.
You carry around.
Josh, I can't wait.
Just saying. Maybe keep your...
You're going to need a catcher's mask.
You don't have anything nice to say.
If you've got a pregnant woman, because you're going to be getting a baseball bat to the face. So, have you ever had the acupuncture?
I have not. I have a fear
yeah,
of
I have
needles.
Too.
Yeah. Well, you can't even feel them.
Yeah. No. And it was so effective for me.
Really?
Really?
And I can remember, well, in the case of a pregnant woman, this is fascinating because, does it say where they put the needles? In the,
no, I didn't. I could look it up.
I would imagine it's probably in the small of the, no, it's probably in the small of the back.
Yeah, yeah. I would think.
Oh, not the
person applying, the person applying the needles will say, you're going it's to feel a small prick. And she's going to say, how do you think this whole thing got started?
Is the pregnant woman Don Rickles? What's going on? Hey, what do you say to that, Doc?
Yeah. I love those massage tables, or they're probably the acupuncture table where they have the big hole where the belly goes when you lay face down.
Oh, the belly goes there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it wrong. I'm pooping in that thing.
Oh.
No wonder I'm banned from half those places.
From Dr. Chow's.
Shade Moon.
You can't go back.
Shelby has a story.
Dr. Chow's chow mein and acupuncture. Josh is not allowed. Sophie's going to read a story.
Yeah. Oh.
I've got a story over here. Skittles takes out a full-page ad in the L.A. Times telling fans not to throw candy at Harry Styles.
You didn't have to read the headline. That's a rookie mistake. I mean, I'm just saying, we're off to a terrible start.
Josh, the headline is actually also the first line of the story.
That's basically the whole thing, if I'm being honest. Sorry. The brand's ad was a response to an incident where a fan tossed loose candies at Harry Styles during one of his concerts.
Huh.
A TikTok clip was taken at the concert showing Styles getting hit in the eye, but maintaining his composure as he takes his bows. This is not the first time Styles has been pelted with food by fans.
Really?
This summer, a fan also threw chicken nuggets at the singer during another concert.
This is what's wrong with today's youth. Yeah. My generation, they threw panties at Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Come on.
A chicken nuggets, though. That's kind of funny.
I wonder why.
It's awful. Yeah.
I'm glad they're not throwing watermelons. Isn't that one of his big hits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watermelon
sugar.
Yeah.
Since Gallagher's death, people have been bad.
Show some respect.
Here's what this story tells me.
The saddest version.
What does it tell you?
It tells me if you're close enough to throw something at Harry Styles, which is an awful thing to do, and you should be shot for doing it.
Shot.
Yes. Hang from the balcony.
Okay.
Don't attack these performers. It's ridiculous. But if you're able to do this, A, you're close enough, so you've spent $500 for the tickets, and B, you've spent $600 for the Skittles in the concession stand.
And
our generation, Sophie, let me just tell you something.
Okay.
We threw bats at Ozzy Osbourne, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Bats?
Who cares? It was a myth.
They didn't make it. They'd fly away before they made it to the stage.
I think it was a live bat, right?
That story's so good. Bite its head off or something?
He bit his head off.
Yeah, was it?
No, he bit the head off a pigeon.
It was a pigeon.
Yeah. Mm. I can never keep it straight. Was that at a meeting or something?
Yeah, something at the record company.
No.
There was this whole urban legend about Ozzy.
Right, yeah.
And the bat. I thought he did do it.
I mean, everybody talked about how he bit a bat's head off on stage.
Yeah, because there was a rumor he had to get all these rabies shots.
Yeah,
right,
wasn't it like in Iowa or something?
Yeah, but it was fun, you know. But it wasn't throwing Skittles.
Yeah, I don't know who did
First of all, if you're going to throw something, don't throw Skittles. Throw M&M, something you can eat.
Well, think about his demographic. Of course there are Skittles in that crowd.
That is such a weird judgmental candy.
You would eat Skittles over M&M's?
No, not at all. But I'm not also Harry Styles' demographic. It's got to be mostly 12-year-old girls.
No.
They're older.
Harry Styles is super talented. His
I don't
music
give a crap.
Great.
I'm just saying that the people who go to see him.
You just told me you crapped at Mr. Chen's.
But see,
I give it to them.
Joe Maine.
Those 12-year-old girls who loved him in One Direction are now 24-year-old girls or whatever.
Right,
and they're going to these cars.
The joke is valid.
Yes. So, Josh, if people were going to throw something at you, what would it be?
Nobody's throwing anything at anybody.
King-size Snickers, right? Prime rib.
Favorite candy bar, Josh, go.
You are all very, very funny.
Don't think too hard.
Candy bar?
Yes.
Hershey's Classic Hershey bar.
Plain?
Yeah. No, I like almonds,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You eat a whole Hershey's?
No, I don't, but he asked me what my favorite one was.
Just for me, that's not a, it's a full-size Hershey. It's too much chocolate.
Yeah, I can't do it, but I that's my favorite candy.
Bet you can.
Your favorite candy, you can't even eat the whole thing?
I've got $50, as you can.
I don't think I can, but I guess I'll take that bet. Okay.
See, I get yelled at all the time because I never eat all of anything.
Yeah, Mom, don't get me started on this. I'll buy her a Milky Way Dark, which is your favorite. I know that. And she'll take one bite and put it in the fridge, and it'll last her a month. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I just can't believe it. I don't know how she does it.
Yeah. Tom has his hand raised like he doesn't just interrupt us anyway.
In just moments, more Bob and Tom Extra. Bet you can't wait, huh? That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.